Good morning. Welcome to our Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. It's Wednesday, May 6, 2026 at 9:37 a.m. First item on the agenda is to review minutes from our meeting that was held on April 21st, 2026 for approval.
Building Authority meeting held Wednesday, May 6th, 2026.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to approve as presented the minutes from Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 for the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Issue updates. Any updates on the water treatment plant project?
I think we received, hold on.
There was an email.
Yeah, there was.
In the it's in the packet from some from Brian.
Yes.
Yeah. Just giving a quick update there.
Yeah.
Working with their construction record drawings and with the state to get the final approval. The Division of Drinking Water, so that they can start using the new system. Oh, okay.
There was also an email from Kevin Yack in regards to the CIB deadlines. I don't know if that should be in here or in regular commission.
Probably both. Is it in the commission packet?
I have it in both.
Okay.
But here's if you can. Okay,
got it.
Yeah. May 15th and June 1st. Just wanted to make sure we were aware.
Did we get the portal all situated and up to date? Good.
She did. I didn't. I need to go back and look at it. I think that I did change it from when we talked about it last and updated it, but I will have to go back and take a look at it and make sure everything is what it needs to be.
Okay. If there's anything we can do to help with that,
okay,
let us know. Very good. Thank you. All right. Update on the Daggett County Health Business and Community Center progress.
Yeah, they're waiting on a tile for the flooring, and they've got quite a bit of the curb and gutter done. They're putting cabinets in place. Anything else, Jesse, that you would say it stands out?
No, just like I said, finalizing site improvements. We did have some of the peripheral subs come up. The landscaping contractor came up and has installed their conduit so they can come behind once the asphalt's poured. But overall, good progress interior. So.
I reached out to the lady that helped with some of the photographs out in the museum for the flag, to get the 45-star flag. She's given me a recommendation in Salt Lake of somebody that we could at least have a look at it. They're telling me that possibly dry cleaning it will help clean it up, and they can help stretch it so it stays uniform. And then the frame was in pretty sad shape, right? So we'll work with... We'll work with somebody to see if we can get that frame kind of taken care of a little bit so that flag will look really nice in the clinic. America 250 is going to get us a very large replica of the original Declaration of Independence that we could put with the flag over in the clinic, so that can, those two things can all go together and kind of tie in.
That'd be cool.
There's a nice place that Jesse's got his eye on to put that flag.
Yep. Yeah. There it is. Good. It's a great spot.
So. Good, good. All right, any legislation discussion today? Okay, citizen comment. Are there any citizens that like to make public comment for the NBA? All right, then let's review the cash summary and the accounts receivable report.
Receipt of the cash summary and accounts receivable report as it pertains to the NBA.
I'll second the motion. So we have a motion and a second to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable report for the NBA as of 5/1/2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is the open invoice register for the MBA.
Motion to approve the open invoice register as of 5/1/2026 in the amount of $2,617.40.
I'll second the motion. So a motion and a second has been made to approve the open invoice register for the MBA as of 5/1/2026 in the amount of $2,617.40. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I don't see a disbursement summary for the MBA, so let's move on to correspondence. We discussed some correspondence from Sunrise Engineering and also from the Uinta Basin Association of Governments. Is there any other correspondence today? And let's move on to calendar. We have a calendar item on Thursday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, so our construction meeting for the new building. Anything else on calendar?
Next week we're anticipating meeting with some of the partners for the building. As those dates get locked in, Commissioner AC and myself spoke with Kyle Snell from Northeastern Counseling, and he's going to come up and we're going to make sure that his space is adequate for their services to be provided, and we will continue to do that with the other partners.
Very good.
So we'll keep you apprised of the dates in case you want to participate.
Okay.
Jesse, do you have anything set up yet to start making appointments with for the conference center? We've drummed up a little bit of business, but it's going to be maybe July, August, not later in the year. One of them wanted to kind of know back so they can lock in a date so they can get all of their paraphernalia out to the people.
I was wondering that myself.
Well, you know, there's agendas and keynotes and all that stuff. Sorry.
Appropriate legal paraphernalia. Right.
Yeah. I'm old. I don't understand all these nuances of.
That's why we have Jesse to keep us in line.
I wondered why you were looking at me so funny. Sorry.
Thursday, if you don't mind, or after our Thursday meeting, I can try to get you apprised of when we can kind of lock in a date, and then I can at least get you a scheduling form of some sort so we can start getting some dates locked in for the people you're speaking with.
Okay.
I know Northeast Counseling, Tri-County Health, UBAG have all expressed a interest in it, depending on when it's completed, of having the meetings that they've had in the county be here instead of, you know, in Dutch John or, you know, I mean, it's, they're all excited to take part in the new building.
I'm trying to set up a USIP training like we did last summer. That it's called Five Star Hospitality, but it's about the small things you can do for customer service and understanding the needs of offices and stuff. And you probably want to do it over there. And when in speaking with this, what's his last name, Brad Anderson, in the email. End of July, he could probably squeeze something in. He lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and it gets him out of the hot. So, don't push it, but.
Well, I've taken your pushes and I'm turning around and pushing the contractor. We're trying to get it locked in. I'm sorry. No, I think we're all on the same page. We would like to have it somewhat locked in so we can
bring out my comment again.
We also wanted to start
ribbon cutting.
Yeah. Ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
Yes.
All that to get invitations out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To get some important people. I think, was it the governor going to try to make your...
Colette Cox would really like to get the governor, lieutenant governor, or at least somebody. Because it falls, I talked to... Economic development is taking on a whole new, it's a huge change in what they're doing. The Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity separated from the EDA, EDC, EDU, something. Ryan Starks took over that, who used to be over economic development. They have now merged back together on that. And, you know, like Ryan Starks wanted to be here, Lori Haslam wants to be here. And Ryan is directly under the governor. So somebody along those lines would like to be up here for it. Colette Cox, she's in St. George. She said she would maybe like to come if I can get her some dates and times. So, because it will be economic development over there also, hopefully.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting to this point. We'll keep up to date on schedule and when it'll be available and get used in the building. That's what it's for. So, all right, very good. All right, moving on to policy and legislation. Item number one, discussion and consideration of pharmacy application conflict for the Daggett County Health Business and Community Center. Jesse, would you walk us through this?
Sure. So in working, having a discussion with the pharmacy director for UEH, some information was brought to light that creates somewhat of a conflict as far as which type of pharmacy we would like to see provided. So a little bit of background knowledge. A branch pharmacy is one like we currently operate. It goes through the provider, and the provider is only able to prescribe to their patients. A telepharmacy is what the pharmacy director kind of labeled as the next level up, which is kind of what we have space designated for next door in our new building, which any of our community members can have their prescriptions filled and transferred here, and they can utilize the space in our building to come pick up their prescriptions, whether they are a patient of the clinic or not. The next step above that, which is currently probably out of our realm, is a full-service pharmacy. The regulations through Utah state law for a telepharmacy or a branch pharmacy, in order to operate a telepharmacy, you cannot have another pharmacy within a 40-mile radius. So we do meet that requirement, but not if we're operating a branch pharmacy. So that's where the conflict is created. In speaking with him, it seemed like the best direction for us would be to continue with a branch pharmacy at the opening of our building, and figure out a pharmacist either through, we've had some interest from Bridger Valley, and then also possibly from Uinta Basin, of a pharmacist that would like to run a telepharmacy here in Daggett County. And I just wanted you guys to be apprised and aware of the moment that that telepharmacy goes live, our provider will no longer be able to provide prescriptions. And so as we get that RFQ spun up and sent out there, that would be a requirement.
Well, the provider could, the provider could write a prescription.
Just can't fill them.
That would then be filled, in this example, with the telepharmacy, which would be a separate entity.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct, yep. So, and you're obviously getting more juice for your squeeze with the telepharmacy, because you're not only helping the patients that are being seen down the hall at the clinic, but you're also helping anybody else who doesn't have the means or the want to travel to town to fill their prescriptions, which could be a large portion of our community.
Especially in the summer.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I'd much rather
just get it here.
Come right over here, yeah, than have to go.
And for those of us that are old and on Medicaid or some supplement plan, they push hard for us to do mail order stuff, but it's really hard if you're a second homeowner up here, because you can't change your mailing address and have them shipped here if you're from someplace else. So some of our people that are up here for, you know, 6 months out of the year, prescriptions can be rough.
And that is
they're
something,
traveling back and forth.
That is something that I verified to make sure if we do get a provider out of Bridger Valley, make sure there was no discrepancies across state lines, especially with Medicare, to make sure that those prescriptions could still be filled and supplied here, because I think that's another large portion of our community that would need that service. And it seems like that is all on the up and up. So we should have some good services to provide as soon as we can go live with the telepharmacy. But it also brings up the point that our telepharmacy should match the clinic hours, because otherwise we're kind of losing a service if all of a sudden you have a provider and they can't send them out the door with an antibiotic. Or,
right.
So.
Okay. Okay, anything else on that item, Jesse?
Nope.
All right. Item number two, I think we're going to cover in commission meeting.
Please.
So we'll disregard that from this agenda. Is there a need for a closed session today for the MBA?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right, then I think that covers all the items on the agenda. Is there anything else we need to discuss before we adjourn? Hearing none, I'll adjourn the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting by acclamation at 9:57. We are adjourned. Thank you.